Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dead in Hip Hop, DE365, man. You know who it is, man. It's your boy, FIFA247. Here with Mr. Kenneth Beans. I dropped another nugget letting you know that this one is recommended by a member of Dead in Hip Hop and is Sonny Isaiah.
Oh, okay.
Isaiah sent this one to us. It's a Jonah Cruz two-player EP.
God, it makes so much sense.
Huh?
Makes so much sense.
Yeah. Overall, okay, we talking about sweet spot. Five songs, 15 minutes. You know, real quick listen. Is this Maceo from like?
I have no idea.
Because I saw that and I said, wait, hold on. This like Maceo from like when I first moved to Atlanta, early 2000s Maceo, or is this like a new?
I think it's a new Maceo.
Yeah, because it didn't sound the same.
Yeah.
So I was like, bro, I don't know. Ken, this is very short, very sweet. I fuck with it a lot because it's vibey. I like vibey music. I feel like, you know, for me, vibey. I don't always need the hard rap shit. I like vibey shit. Now I guess I'm getting old, Ken. I'm getting old. When I'm in the whip and stuff like that, I got a kid now. You know what I'm saying? Like I just like shit that sound good. Mm-hmm. And I can't front, man. This project sounds good. Especially like the song Just Chill. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like that whole, you know, you know what, Ken? Listening to him, and I'm not putting him on this level. I'm not comparing them to this person. But the vibe that I got was, I just had his name. Who did Malibu? You know I'm bad with names.
Anderson Paak.
This gave me a feel like that of the jazzy, vibey. You know, obviously, he's a rapper that harmonizes, I guess sings. You know what I'm saying? Like, almost all of these hooks, he's singing. Mm-hmm. But it gave me the vibe of Anderson Paak, nowhere near as talented in my opinion. And that's no knock to Jonah. Anderson Paak is one of the greatest of our era. Mm-hmm. I think he's underrated. But no knock, but he is really good. But yeah, gave me an Anderson Paak feel. Overall, Ken, I liked it. It's not much for me to say outside his vibey. The hooks are good. I like how he raps. The soundscape was really good. I would love to know, you know, if he also produces. I don't know if he produces. But overall, I appreciate Sonny sending this. And it's not added to my recently added. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's a sacred place. But some of these joints have gone to my personal playlist.
First time I listened to this, I was like, all right, you know. I didn't think it was bad, but I didn't think it was impressive. But I really just wasn't honestly paying attention. It just sounded mm-hmm. like, okay, well, you know, just another nigga rapping and singing. Mm-hmm. But I went back, of course, gave him some repeat listens. Mm-hmm. And I think it was yesterday. Senorita sounded different. And okay. I'm like, oh, that's a jam. Mm-hmm. Just Chill came. I was like, oh, mm-hmm. wait, that's a jam. The sample on A for Effort. Mm-hmm. Rock with that. So, yeah, I had a completely different feeling than I did before. And, like, he stood out more to me on the second go-round and third go-round plus than the other ones. So, yeah. No, I definitely think 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
I think very, very solid. I think definitely didn't give you any filler. Mm-hmm. You know, like say something very catchy and bouncy mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Like, but every single song was different.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt like it was sequenced in a way that worked.
Yes.
Yeah, so it really showcased his versatility.
I don't know where he's from, but part of the reason why.
Sound like one of them Carolina dudes.
Carolina? I got a West Coast feel out of it. And that's probably why I feel Anderson .Paak. I feel Malibu to a degree on this. You know, it's the jazz in it, the funk that's in it. And it's not like
Uber. He's Atlanta.
Atlanta?
South side of Atlanta.
Wow.
I thought he was from like North Carolina.
And I was further off. Damn. Okay. Still don't change how I feel about him.
Shit. Clayton County. Clayco.
Wow. This nigga's dope, Ken. I like him. I know on the apathy and self-title, I said that don't bump in the whip. This bump in the whip. This 100% bump in the whip. But just boom. Add it, boom. Just play it. It's all good. It's all gravy. There was only one feature on here, Ken. Maceo. So it might be the same nigga then. But he sound young now. How is that possible?
Young cat, bro.
Okay. Maceo was cool. I think he added to Senorita. So B?
B's fair. Yeah, I think he added to it. Mm-hmm. He fit right in with Maceo. Yeah, so nah, he was good.
But production. I'm giving it a BB plus. It's a BB plus. Again, it's just extremely vibey. Mm-hmm. It puts me again in the vibe, in the mood of Malibu. Not as over the top, because I feel Malibu was very over the top. Not in a bad way, saying that .Paak did too much, but just like it was like if this is the limit, Malibu was like right there. Mm-hmm. Like if the limit was 100, Malibu was 99.9. This feels like it was a 75. It wasn't like a whole bunch of crazy instrumentation. It feels like this was produced on a computer. There wasn't live instrumentation. Very easy, very chill. And I appreciate that. So production, I give a C plus, B minus.
Yeah, I'm at a B. I don't think the beats are bad. But I think when I remember the first time I listened to it, there wasn't anything that just leaped out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's not necessarily a negative, but it's also not truly a positive. The second time I listened to it, like Senorita is the standout beat for me on here. So I thought the beats were good and vibey. So yeah, I'm at a B with the beats.
But the rapping, singing, I give him an A. I give him an A. And the reason why I'm giving him an A is because he does both.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one was, like you say, Ken, like it doesn't blow you away, but then it's like, well, damn, you got to respect the fact that he sounds good singing and he sounds good rapping.
Yeah.
And again, it fit the vibe of the project. I don't feel like he didn't try to do too much. Mm-hmm. You know, because sometimes I feel artists can do, like, bro, you're trying too hard. He didn't try too hard. It feels like he was one with the production. Oh, this is how it makes me feel. This is what I'm going to do. And it worked.
I give him a B. I give him a B. I don't disagree with his ability to do both in an effective way.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's just like, it. The first listen didn't really capture my attention, but I definitely in this short EP was like, yo, this guy is creative. He's definitely very, very talented and gifted, you know, as an artist. And I think that's what I got from this artist, from this album. It's not, I didn't get a rapper, I didn't get a singer. I got more of an artist than anything.
100.
But this is a tough, tough industry. And, you know, you have to be able to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's getting, I don't know if it's saturated yet, but there are a lot of these hybrid type of artists that are popping up. So, you know, you being able to do both, that ain't going to be a plus the way it used to be back in the day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So now. Nah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't disagree, Ken. Like, I feel like he needs to further stand out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the foundation. Amazing.
Yep.
Amazing.
Just build on what just he got.
Yep, just continue to sharpen your sword so that way you could cut through all of the mediocrity that's in the music industry. You know what I'm saying? But
not you stand out above them, but you got to get to the top, bro. Like, we just did the whole Nelly thing where we're talking about competition, you know, and competing in your era. Like, you're competing with some guys in the era and you're creatively and talented better than them.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta put some sauce on it to
get to the extra sauce.
Yeah,
it's saucy.
It needs that
Texas Pete on there.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Need that Texas Pete.
So, yeah.
But overall, can I give them? I give it a B minus. Overall, I give it a B minus. Do I feel it could have been better? Yes, but I feel like he played it safe.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, especially now knowing he's from Atlanta. Like this is safe for an Atlanta artist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm at a B. There are no bad songs on here. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of standout songs on here.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything is like, all right, that's cool. You know, so I think B is fair, but I don't think he wasted time with the limited amount of time you have to spend with him. You get 15 minutes and that's it.
Yep.
So I think that he makes effective use of your time. Mm-hmm. So, but you're not gonna walk away like when I finish listening to it, I'm like, oh man, y'all got to hear this Jonah Cruz. They're like, nah, it's just like, okay, yeah, that was cool.
It's like if it gets put on in a party, you're like, oh, that's vibey. Who's that?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like, yo, you gotta listen to this.
Yeah, it's a sample.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a sample appetizer. Like, oh, this is. You know, like where's the, you know, I'm pretty sure he got all this stuff out, but you know. But no, I think it's good enough to have you coming back to buy the full thing. Like if you're walking through Sam's or Costco and they got these samples out and you take a sample, oh, that's actually pretty good. Let me go to a frozen section, let me get a whole bag.
Like Mos Def says, it's safe.
Yeah.
Safe hip hop music. But shout out to Sonny. Appreciate you for the recommendation. Again, me and Ken, we liked it. Love it. But we really liked it. I recommend it. I recommend, you know, whoever listening to it. Definitely couple them first two joints is on my playlist. If you want to know my playlist. Yeah, it is. It is. If you want to know my personal playlist on Apple Music, it's called Vibey. You know what I'm saying? Follow me as FIFA 24/7. I'm FIFA. If it ain't FIFA 24/7, it ain't FIFA, bro. I'm just letting you know. My shit is across everywhere. But if you want to know and add that playlist, I'm always constantly adding. You know, like the other day, man, I was getting ready and I had that new Joey Badass on there. Cause you know, long story short, I got Google Homes all over the house, including the bathroom. So when I'm taking a shower, I like listening to music. And the Joey Badass was playing. My wife walked in. She said, "Damn, who is this Joey?" I said, yeah. She's like, see, I know. Either way, my guy is on the playlist. Again, shout out to Sonny. And tomorrow, we're going boom back, man. We're going boom back. So we out. Peace.
Peace.